Welcome to Ventura County Works, brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. And now here's your host, Rebecca Evans.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ventura County Works, the podcast that connects our community to workforce opportunities that lead to lasting economic mobility. If you or someone you know is a farm worker or part of a farm worker family, today's episode is for you. We're talking about a game-changing program, the Fields of Opportunity for Farm Worker Families, designed to help individuals gain new skills, access job opportunities, and build a stronger future. The program is funded by the Federal National Farm Workers Jobs Program to serve 100 individuals, 75 youth and 25 adults in Ventura County, and provides free career training to in-demand industries, support with job placement and career coaching, help with transportation, work year, and more, flexible learning options through CellEd. And so if this sounds like an opportunity that could benefit you or someone you know, then stay with us. I'm excited to welcome back Claudia Pilios from Equus Workforce Solutions and Jennifer Hernandez from CellEd. If you've been following our podcast, you might remember them from a previous episode where we talked about another workforce development program serving our community. But today, for today's episode, we're focusing on Fields of Opportunity for Farm Worker programs, which is different from the previous program in some key ways. While both aim to support individuals on their career journey, this program is specifically designed to assist farm workers and their families in Ventura County. It offers the mix of education, career training, and support services to help participants transition into higher paying jobs or advance within agriculture. We'll also dive deeper into how CellEd, a mobile learning platform, is making education and job readiness accessible to those with limited time or resources. It's always great to be with you, Rebecca, Claudia, Jennifer. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Doug. And I, as Doug said, I'm Rebecca Evans, Executive Director of the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. It's great to be back with both Jennifer Hernandez from CellEd and Claudia Pilios from Equus. Welcome back, Claudia.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's great to be back. I'm excited to share more about Fields of Opportunity for Farm Worker Families, a program designed to help farm workers and their families build a better future through education, training, and career support. This program serves youth and adults who have worked in agriculture or have family members in the industry. The goal to help them transition into stable, higher paying careers or advance within the agriculture field. Our participants get industry specific training completely free, one-on-one career coaching to explore your career paths, job placement support with local employers, help with transportation, childcare, and work supplies. It's a life-changing opportunity, and we encourage anyone who qualifies to take advantage of it.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I know we've talked before about our program, Sowing Seeds of Success. We're very happy to bring that to the local community. And now for Fields of Opportunity, that we've been able to apply for some funds. These are federal funds that are part of the National Farm Worker Jobs Program, longstanding, very successful program. We here in Ventura County had the opportunity to get into the funding cycle. There had been several regions throughout the United States funded for years through this very successful program. They opened it up for new applicants, and we here at Ventura County applied for the funds to support our local farm workers, and we were successful in getting that. So that's part of why we're here to talk with you today. So Claudia, I know a lot of people listening might be wondering, how would I qualify for this program? So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Great question. The requirements are very straightforward. You must be a farm worker or a dependent of a farm worker. If you've worked in agriculture in the last 2 years, you may qualify. Jobs like picking crops, working in nurseries, or packing produce count as well. You must meet income requirements. So if your family receives CalFresh, it could be food stamps, Medicaid, or free reduced school lunch, you likely qualify. If you're low income based on family size, you may also be eligible. You must be legally authorized to work in the U.S. That's about it.
Okay. So really the intention here is to support and lift up and provide upskilling opportunities for farm workers. Farm workers typically do not earn high wages. So, although these are working families, they are eligible for and do sometimes receive a public assistance in the form that you described. So, they may be receiving nutrition assistance, they may be receiving health care, and have a lower income. But these are working families. So this program is really to support the farm worker, but also it's an advantage for the employer because they are able to increase their skills. Claudia, I know a lot of farm workers might be thinking, how would I have time? How would I fit this into my schedule? And some may be wondering, what if my English skills are not where they need to be in order to take a class or study a class? So, what would you say to that?
That's exactly why we made training flexible. So we offer part-time training schedules so participants can continue working, remote and mobile learning options so they can learn at their own pace, Cell-Ed for English language support, which is where Jennifer comes in.
Hi, Jennifer. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about Cell-Ed?
Sure. So, first of all, good to be here. Thank you for having me back. So, Cell-Ed is a micro learning platform. We offer learning opportunities that are short bursts of education, 3 minutes or less. It's accessible on any phone, even basic flip phones. And we offer the ability to teach English contextualized. So, for the workplace, that can be essential for any industry. We also offer the ability to teach soft skills for success. So maybe it's about teamwork. How do you have conversations in the workplace, leadership, all of these skills that are really important to not only get a job, but also keep a job.
Thank you. Thanks for being able to see how it connects together. So, because a lot of what we want to see in programs, and not just in this program, but in workforce development programs, what tends to work well is if you have an organization like Equus or some service provider working with the person on all of their needs to find out, what is the whole picture and where does a worker need or a job seeker need support? And then there's the training provider. And in this instance, Cell-Ed has the training available. And the training provider provides that upskilling opportunity in a variety of forms. And the two together make each one more successful. A person is more likely to be successful in completing a training program if they have that support. Sometimes that's called case management. Sometimes it's called career navigation. Sometimes the folks are, employment specialists. But whatever it's titled, the approach is to really provide holistic support for what a person needs to be successful in the upskilling and the educational attainment. So, Claudia, many workforce programs offer training. What makes fields of opportunity, for families unique is that personalized support. So, can you talk a little bit about what that looks like?
Absolutely. Our case managers work one-on-one with participants to create a career plan and support them at every step. Here's what they provide. So, career coaching, helping the participants discover jobs that match their skills and interest. Resume interview prep, providing guidance on crafting a strong resume and acing interviews. Education and training support, connecting the participant to high-quality training programs, transportation and work gear assistance, helping that could be helping with gas cards, bus passes, uniforms, tools, emergency support services. They will be assisted with rent, food, and essential needs. Job placement assistance. We partner with local employers to place participants in well-paying, stable jobs.
Okay, thank you. I think that's incredible because as we were saying, it's not just a employment program, but it's a full scope of support. It's that well-rounded approach that we're taking with folks. And for a person who's already working and would like to upskill, or someone who is looking to promote or grow their employment, or they're in between jobs and they're looking to secure employment, any of those situations we can be helpful with. So, Jennifer, with Cell-Ed, we talked a little bit earlier about what is available and how cell ed approaches and really helps tackle that challenge of finding the time and having the access. But tell us a little bit more about how it operates and how accessible it is.
Thank you. Well, I think going back to what you said earlier around the flexibility, we recognize that folks are working long days often and they need to be able to learn on the go. And so literally by learning on your cell phone, you have learning in your pocket, right? Our platform does not require internet. You can learn with a basic, simple feature phone. We know that not everyone has the luxury of having a computer at their home, but they often do have a cell phone. It may not be a smartphone, but it is a cell phone. And so it's about empowering them and teaching them how to use that for educational purposes. One big factor that we wanted to make sure comes forward is that we offer micro lessons. So these are short bursts of education. We teach for life skills. So the scenarios, the language, everything that folks will be learning is applicable in everyday life. So it's scenarios that they're going to encounter and that they're going to be able to use, which makes it more meaningful for them to be able to invest that time. I would say the other piece, going back to your comment around offering holistic supports, that's important. And so we offer holistic learning, right? So we're teaching ESL, but it's again English that's going to matter at work, at home, in engaging in the community, helping their children with school. And that's all really critical to help folks be feel empowered and to feel part of their community. We also have more tangible things such as GED prep. I think, one of the things that we've learned with this partnership is that folks are really interested in continuing to build. If they have the opportunity to access the mobile learning, if it's simple to use, if they have that support, which Claudia's team is offering, they're going to continue, right? And so the persistence has been really phenomenal. It's been really, really well received. And we're helping folks really think about what their future holds and offering them opportunities to master the language, learn financial literacy, learn the digital skills that they'll need to take into the next level of their education and training.
Yeah, so true. And what we hear from employers is, the work sometimes evolves as well. So harvesting is harvesting, but there are several steps in harvesting and getting the produce that we grow here in Ventura County into our local area as well as out to the world. And there's a lot of technology that's coming into that industry sector, into agriculture. And so having employees who can upskill and also understand additional things, or be trainable on the job because they're now used to learning and they've built their skills, that's going to make them more valuable, make their jobs more secure, but also help the employers. Jennifer, you talked about cell ed provides flexible learning, but also some support. Can you talk a little bit about the support that they can access through cell ed?
Sure. So one other unique factor of cell ed is our coaches. And so these are human coaches. Our learners have access to them on demand, right? So they can schedule a time to either meet with them via Zoom or maybe a WhatsApp call. But the purpose of these coaches are to help guide them in their learning journey. So these are folks that have been trained in trauma-informed care and delivery. Many of them have an adult education background. Others have, one of our coaches is a clinical social worker, right? So folks that are certainly equipped to deal with oftentimes the challenges that our learners are experiencing, and provide them the guidance to help them reach their goal. So they're going to be the person to make recommendations on courses, but they will also be that person to help encourage them and keep them motivated to continue to reach their goal, and help them, maybe it's a matter of the person wants to apply for a promotion and they need somebody to sort of do some role playing, right? What are some of the questions that I might be asked? Or, am I pronouncing this word properly? That's the kind of support that our coaches can offer, which is really impactful.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it's interesting you said that because I know from experience at all levels of employment, having that person that you can practice an interview with is very valuable and very important. It feels very supportive, though. So they have support every step of the way, it sounds like.
They do. So whether it's them looking at their dashboard on their phone and acknowledging, hey, I just did my first hour on cell ed, or I just completed my ESL level one and they see their certificate, those are real motivators, right, to help them persist. And so they have access to all of those tools. We've been launching other supports to make sure that we're sending them text messages with additional recommendations on courses that they can be leveraging, or maybe even connecting them to new resources in the community that they were unaware of, right? So it's about guiding them through their journey, learning journey, and having that human connection to be able to engage with them. And then for those that are shy, because many are, there's an opportunity to engage with their coaches via text messaging. And so that's actually one of the real, the biggest way we see many of our learners engaging and sharing feedback with the coaches, telling them how they implemented a few words that they learned, and they're having conversations with their families, and their kids are now correcting them their pronunciation, right? Like that's really real-time engagement for the learners.
Perfect. And to be able to have it, like, as you said, like right there in your hand, like right there available, through the cell phone service. And then they can, if need be, they can access Equus for supportive services beyond that coaching that's available through CellEd. So, Claudia, I have one question before we talk about the career pathways. I am curious. Thus far, have we heard anything from an employer? Have you gotten any feedback from employers regarding this?
Yes, so I have. We have received some feedback from employers, which they are saying that their employees are able to communicate a little better in, English. They are also learning the basic computer skills. For instance, like they are now able to, as simple as how to use the mouse, how to click, how to get into, Google. They are also learning how to do Excel spreadsheets, to work, to be able to help the other supervisors. So they are learning, and we see that the employers are saying, hey, within a month or two that they've been, in the CellEd platform, they're getting, these extra skills, and they're helping them as well to move up in their positions. So yes, we're excited to hear that it's all the way around. It's helping even just with that simple, just ESL course, but it's helping them get, moving forward and helping others, their other peers at work.
Yes, yeah. So it's showing up on the job, which is great. So once the participants complete training, what kinds of career pathways, could they explore?
So our program prepares our farm worker families for the six in-demand sectors, careers in Ventura County, which include the healthcare, medical assistants, home health aides, dental assistants, the business and entrepreneurship office administration, customer service that can include bookkeeping, retail, hospitality, and tourism, which is for hotel management, restaurant operations, event planning, and then advanced manufacturing, which includes industrial mechanics, production supervisors, quality control inspectors. And then we have the agriculture, water, and environmental technology, which is sustainable farming, irrigation specialist, water resource management. And then the last one is education and human development. This includes teaching assistants, early childhood education, and social services.
Great. Yeah, those are in-demand fields here in Ventura County in our region. And often we've talked about the demand for agricultural workers and how sometimes the employers can't find enough workers or can't find enough qualified workers. However, recently in our area, we did have an incident where we had a couple of closures in agriculture, and over 200 people were laid off. And we were working with them diligently to find new employment or find other career pathways for them, because we have other in-demand sectors of employment that are also working hard to find qualified applicants. So the upskilling really is, I think, that example of, the rising tide can lift all boats. It's helpful for employers in multiple sectors, and that's that's helpful for our region overall. That's going to make our workforce stronger for the entire region and for all sectors, because sometimes there are those shifts that occur in our local area. So I'm going to share some information here on how to enroll. If you're ready to take the next step, here's how to enroll in Fields of Opportunity for farm worker families. That's Fields of Opportunity for farm worker families. You can call 805-232-4484 for Claudia, or 805-283-7050 for Monique. You could also stop by our America's Job Center of California. We have a location at 2901 North Ventura Road on the third floor in Oxnard. The zip there is 93036. So if you're searching that address, it's 2901 North Ventura Road, third floor, Oxnard, California, 93036. And I just want to say a huge thank you to Claudia and Jennifer for being with us again today to talk about this very important program. And Doug, I'll kick it back over to you.
Yes, I think a couple of things that really jumped out at me about this that were so impressive. One is the holistic support, right? Because we know that getting a job or getting into a career, right? There are many aspects that go into supporting someone with that. So I was so impressed with the breadth of that support. Then the other thing is, which I think is, just amazing, is the way in which the autonomy that people have, the freedom to learn in their own pace, but yet you're not out there on your own. And, it's kind of the best of both worlds to be able to do that. So just wonderful stuff. I definitely encourage people to that are eligible to take care to participate in the program. And if you are someone that knows someone that needs this, then pass it along too. So thank you so much, Rebecca. Always great to be with you as always. Claudia and Jennifer, thanks again for coming back on and sharing your words of wisdom on this really amazing program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To learn more about the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, visit workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.